I'm here in the Stony Road Press Studio, and I'm joined by David O'Donoghue, who is co-founder, and Eileen McGuire. Thanks for chatting to me today.
You're very welcome.
So, could you tell us maybe a little bit about the history of the gallery, of the studio, sorry?
Okay, well, Stony Road Press started 15 years ago this year. This is our anniversary, between myself and James O'Nolan, both of us with a background in art, and we decided we would set up Stony Road Press to make prints and to collaborate with Irish artists. We believed that there was a gap in the market for very good quality prints made by Irish painters, where we saw there was great potential for making prints with them.
I know you have worked with some great artists over the years. Is there any highlights that you have, or that you could pinpoint as, you know, really great collaborations? Or
well, there's been a long collaboration with Patrick Scott when he was alive, and he was extremely loved by the studio and worked with the studio for many years. We've also collaborated for a long time with Richard Gorman, who's a very high profile artist in Ireland at the moment, and he was the very first artist that collaborated with Stony Road when Stony Road first opened, and he continues to today with new projects, so it's very exciting for him and for us because his work is very well received in Ireland and very well received as well overseas. So we're very pleased with those two artists and how the collaborations have evolved over the years. But all the artists bring a unique idea and concept with them when they come to the studio. So there wouldn't be any particular highlight as such, but at the same time there's some with whom we've had longer collaborations than others.
We're very excited at the moment to have a number of artists working with us, some for the first time. We're working with the Cork sculptor Eilish O'Connell on a beautiful pair of images. We have Cathy Prendergast, an Irish artist that won the Venice Biennale back in, I think, 2007 or 2006. And she's working on a beautiful image called Paris, which is based on one of her map series. And we also have a new image, a glow-in-the-dark image by Dorothy Cross. And Dorothy, who is best known perhaps for her ghost ship image that she made back as a result of a project in collaboration with Emma back in 1999. So we're very fortunate that we have such interesting artists creating such kind of challenging works for us. Mm-hmm. And every artist that comes in here, the studio gets reinvented for how they make their work. So the artist, the studio becomes their studio when they're working here. And we adapt and change our processes and our work methods to suit how they make their work, so you get the best possible image. But these three images, these three artists in particular, are really, really top of their game, and we're very, very happy to have them with us.
Yeah, like we're sitting in the kitchen here, but I could see kind of into the studio, and it's very much a working studio. You know, it's not. It's you know, you can see that it's alive with creativity.
And oh, absolutely. And we have prints that are being made at the moment that we need to have framed and shipped to New York for an exhibition which is opening in 2 or 3 weeks' time, and the ink is literally being mixed as we speak. So it always happens at this time of the year. You know, during the summer, things kind of chug along at a particular pace, and when it comes into September, I need stuff fast, and we always like to have something new for every art fair that we do, so that it's, you know, people come in to see new works by some of our existing artists or some new artists. So the pressure is always on the studio, the printers here, to get them through and to actually have them, to get them right.
It's great. Now, I know Near FM, we're based in the James Joyce Centre for the night on Culture Night, and I know you have done some work in the past in relation with the, or in collaboration with the James Joyce Centre. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a number of artists actually that have worked with Joyce. The one you might be referring to is The Dead by James Joyce. That was, we produced that book in collaboration with the James Joyce Centre and North Great George Street. And the artist that was invited to illustrate it was the American illustrator Robert Berry. He produced 14 illustrations, which illustrated a fantastic story from start to finish. That was launched in 2014, as I say, the centenary of Dubliners. Another artist, an Irish artist that we work with that has been obsessing about Joyce for the last 30, 40 years is the Irish painter Charlie Cullum. He used to be head of painting at the National College of Art, and Charlie has been working obsessively on the theme of Joyce within his work, and he's possibly one of the finest draftsmen in Ireland that we've ever had. So we have a beautiful set of based on Nighttown, the series which is all around the Monto, and that series we produced for the centenary of Ulysses in 2004. But most recently, we've got a beautiful image here. You can see as I'm pointing on radio. Mm-hmm. We have Molly at the Mirror, which is a new one which we're launching this year. So Irish artists are always interested in Joyce. It's always kind of a theme that they return to and obsess over. So that's just two of the projects that we did. The book is still available by Of the Dead.
Great. Now I know you've been involved in Culture Night for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell the people listening what you have available on the night for visitors?
Well, that's still being discussed here, but we'll just spruce everything up, put nice things on the walls.
We'll have printers making some of the prints and printing and editioning some of the works that we have. It'll be a kind of a working night, so people who visit here will get a chance to see a real working studio. It's basically there's tins of ink getting mixed and paper getting chopped and presses, plates being put through presses. So it's a very, very active live space. So we'll use that opportunity to show people, because it's lovely for people to see how things are made, because it demystifies the whole idea of what a print is. That it's not something that's getting spewed out of an electronic machine, that it is something that's actually hand wiped, the paper is dampened and it's put through under extreme pressure and the ink is sucked out of the plate. That's something that people don't sometimes realise when they see the new technologies that are out there. So we use very traditional methods and processes here, and people are fascinated to see that.
Yeah, it sounds great. So it'll be a very visceral experience then for visitors on the night.
They'll
really
have to
see the process.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So
and we had a good number of children here last year as well, with parents, local people who had seen the sign on the door and hadn't realised what we do inside and hadn't realised the scale of the building.
Mm.
And they were fascinated, and the children were really interested in seeing the paper running through the press and the actual way the image is printed onto the paper. So it was very entertaining for all ages last year. It was great.
For many years, the studio has been sitting here and people have been going up and down on the dark line which runs right outside. And Eileen came up with the idea last year that on our gable wall, we had a huge big Stony Road Press, our logo, painted onto it, hand-painted onto it by Triscoll Design, Jason and John of Triscoll Design, and that has subsequently, the amount of people now that actually see Stony Road Press as they're going in and out to work or in and out to town, along in the dark, it's been fantastic. So a lot of people walk by here, coming from East Point Business Park, walking down Stony Road, and they don't really know what goes on in here, and they're intrigued. So Culture Night is a great opportunity to come through and see what goes on.
Well, thanks a million for chatting to me tonight. That's David O'Donoghue and Eileen Maguire from Stony Road Press. People should come down and have a look. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.